Hi everyone. Welcome to 2 Minute Tips. This is Carla Ferreira. Today's topic is money identification. Let's start with coins. If you still have enough vision, you can see the sizes and color of the coins. If not, here's an easy way to tell them apart. The quarter is the largest and it has ridges around the outside edge of it. The dime is the smallest and it also has ridges around the outside edge. The nickel and penny have smooth edges. The nickel is slightly larger than the penny, but the penny is copper, not silver. Identifying bills in your wallet can be a bit more frustrating. After all, you want to find a way to ensure that you are giving the store clerk the $5 bill for coffee and not the $20 bill. First things first, go through your wallet and organize it. If you were lucky enough to have a 2-flap money section, that's great, because you can keep the ones and fives in one section and the tens and $20 bills in the other. Leave your $1 bill open and flat in the wallet. Fold your $5 bill so that it is in half and feels almost like a square. Take your $10 bill and fold it lengthwise so it is long and thin. Then fold the $20 bill in half like the square and then fold it again so that it is folded in half again. This is just one method. One client told me they only carry $1 and $5 bills. Another client uses different pockets in his pants to hold the denominations. Just find a method that works for you. It sounds silly, but practice. The more you feel comfortable using a money ID system, the less awkward you will be when checking out to pay for things. If you'd like more tips on managing your money, just give me a call at 941-3322 extension 111, or send me an email at cferreira@insight.org. All of us here at Insight are still available to help with your needs. Thanks for listening, and stay well.